James Carlton has some news headlines.
Yes, Fran. The Foreign Minister, Bob Carr, has denied claims by Indonesian government ministers that the five-year cut to Chappelle Corby's jail sentence is linked to a deal for lenient treatment of Indonesians who are charged with people smuggling in Australia. The Foreign Minister will give a press conference this morning. A gunman has been arrested after a 44-hour siege at Keilor East in Melbourne's northwest. He wasn't injured. The OECD economic outlook shows the Australian economy is expected to grow more strongly than all other OECD nations this year and next. And the Gillard government has finally passed the numbers to pass through the lower house poker machine reform. The breakthrough came when independent MP Andrew Wilkie reluctantly agreed to legislation which will see all machines fitted with technology that will allow future governments to flick the switch to mandatory pre-commitment. Anti-pokey Senator Nick Xenophon is opposed, however. He was speaking with Fran. He's opposed because it doesn't have a fixed start date and he wants $1 maximum bets.
Well, I can't support these reforms in their current form, and at the end of the day, this is giving perhaps false hope to some problem gamblers. I think I get Andrew's point that this might be a precedent for federal intervention in terms of poker machine reform, but we know that constitutionally the Commonwealth clearly has the powers to intervene on this. Look, I think a lot will happen in the next 2 or 3 months. Let's wait and see. But I think that the government is going through the motions of saying they're supporting reform, but they don't have their heart in this at all.
Nick Xenophon, changing positions in the pokey war. The anti-pokey senator is anti the pokey reform. The pokey operator, St George Leagues Club, is in favour. Chief Executive Danny Robinson with Fran.
Fran, that is a far better option for our industry than what was originally proposed by Andrew Wilkie, who just wanted mandatory pre-commitment without a trial. And, of course, Nick Xenophon, who wants $1 poker machines. What we've said all along is that we would like to see the sort of reform that is introduced, is number one, being effective, and secondly, obviously, affordable.
That's the Chief Executive of St George Leagues Club, Danny Robinson, Fran.
Thanks very much, James.